Hi, I'm Natalie Ledwell, and I'd like to welcome you to Module 4 of the 7 Secrets to Happiness e-course, Thoughts Become Things. Now, I'd like to start this week with a story. A man was sleeping when he suddenly awoke to find an angel standing at the foot of his bed. The angel said, "Come with me, I want to show you something." The angel then took the man to hell. When they arrived, the man saw a big pot of simmering soup in the middle of the room with large spoons sticking out. The room was also filled with people with braces on their arms, which made it impossible for them to bend their arms. They could not get the soup to their mouths, and everyone was languishing in just various stages of starvation and pain. The angel then took the man to heaven. When the man arrived, he was surprised to see exactly the same scene: a big pot of soup, large spoons, and all people with braces on their arms. In heaven, however, all the people were happy and healthy and clearly fed. The man said, "I don't understand. Why is one group starving and the other happy when everything else is the same?" "Oh, that's easy," said the angel. "In heaven, people think positively. They've learned to feed each other." Now, your thoughts represent more than just a powerful first step in the manifesting process. Actually, they are the most important step. Your thoughts control the outcomes that you manifest. This is why, like in heaven, it is important to think positively. Remember that through the law of attraction, which works consistently without repose, what we give our attention and focus to and feel deeply about will manifest both positive and negative. Now ponder on that for a moment. Think about your current health. Was it attracted by positive or negative thought? Think about your current financial situation. Did it become what it is by positive or negative thought? Think about your current career or business. Are you where you are through positive or negative thought? Now think about your current relationship. Did it manifest with positive or negative thought? Get the picture? Is this becoming more clear? Now, excuse my commentary, though frankly, it needs to be said. If you're not completely happy with your current circumstances, it is time to stand up and take responsibility. After all, your thoughts got you here. Now, I swallowed my own bitter pill. Imagine my horrid realization that I had thought myself into a size 14 until I discovered the fantastic news. So if our thoughts got us here, our thoughts can just as well get us to where we want to do, be, or have. We simply have to change them to focus on the positive and the results that we want. Now, Albert Einstein once said, "The definition of insanity is to do or think the same things over and over and expect a different result." Now, it's time for us to change our mindset. Now, remember what was the most important aspect of the law of attraction in the first module that we covered? There is nothing more important than feeling good. Now, let me explain this just a little bit further with a simple equation. Positive thoughts equals feeling good, which equals an allowing state, which equals a vibrational match to what we want to do, be, or have. So our aim is to choose good feeling thoughts and substitute those for the negative thoughts that have created the situation we want to change. Now I liken this to walking into a room with a candle and replacing the darkness with light. The stronger energy of the light fills the room and takes away the space of darkness. So when we focus on positive thoughts, we remove the space for the negative thoughts. I can hear your brains ticking over now. I'm sure that you're thinking, "I need to monitor my thoughts all the time. That sounds absolutely exhausting. How am I supposed to do that anyway? That's impossible. No one can do that." Yes, you are right. That is impossible. Now, I'm not suggesting that once you finish this course that you will forever banish all negative thoughts. That's ridiculous. However, through small, easy to implement changes, you can steadily and deliberately achieve a reduction in the negative thoughts that you allow throughout the day. You will train yourself to choose positive aligned thoughts that will in turn attract positive aligned messages, all those things that you want to do, be, and have. So here are a few additional suggestions. Number one, firstly, I highly recommend that you stop watching, reading, and listening to negative news. It's a non-stop, steady stream of negative input and programming. Just ask yourself, how do you actually feel when you watch the news? Angry, sad, upset, frustrated, emotional indifference to the horrid things that have been shown from around the world? Does the news provide any good feelings for you? Now, I have a suggestion for those of you who are worried by thoughts such as, but I won't be informed about what's happening in the world. How will I contribute to social conversations about current events? Now, honor yourself with a news-free month and see how it goes. If there is a huge newsworthy event, you will undoubtedly hear about it enough to offer your opinion. Make your friends feel important by asking them what they think about such an event. Now ask yourself whether knowing about tragic events around the world that you can neither control nor do anything about contributes positively to your day. Now don't even get me started on how the media sensationalize everything, force feed us and manipulate every message that we hear. Okay, enough said, I'm off my soapbox now. Okay, number two. Secondly, surround yourself with positive people. Now don't be dragged into gossip or negative conversations or situations. Now to achieve goals that you have never achieved before, you will need to rise to new levels that you have yet to experience and participate with new people on a different playing field. Now when Ryan, Glenn and I relocated to the United States for 5 months in 2008, our goal was to learn how to spread the message about my movies to as many people as possible. Now we chose the internet as the logical choice to access billions of people around the world. We just had to make sure that the people could find us. So after about a year in the business, my movies website had around 8,000 members. So we weren't complete novices, though we recognized that we needed to learn more in order to step up to the next level. Now our first step on our US odyssey of 2008 was to spend the weekend attending an internet marketing seminar. Now two cataclysmic events happened that weekend that changed our business and our lives forever. Now on a social level, we met a group of people who turned out to be our closest friends during our 5 month visit, and they still are. These people were seasoned internet marketers that surrounded us with much experience and wisdom. Now we owe much of our success to the knowledge and assistance they gave and continue to give us every day. On top of that, they are generous, loyal, and fun. We feel exceptionally fortunate to call them our friends. We even dragged them on a holiday to Ibiza, Spain with us, but that's a story for another time. The second event was an announcement made at the seminar by the host, internet marketing legend Frank Kern. Now Frank announced that he was taking applications for a new Platinum Mastermind group that he had just formed. Now applicants had to fill out a form describing their business, the website, and marketing experience amongst other things. Oh, and the fee to be in this group would be $2,700 per month. Now of course we could see the immense value of being part of such a great group and how this would bring us closer to our goal, but $2,700 a month? I mean, this represented a hefty financial commitment for us. We had to live in the US while still paying mortgages, utilities, loans, and so on back in Australia. Anyway, while the boys argued the pros and cons of joining this amazing mastermind group, I filled out the form and headed for the application box. "Where are you going?" said the boy, stunned. "Well, I'm putting our application in," I answered. "This is why we came here, and we can't let this opportunity pass us by. We'll find the money." Well, they couldn't argue with that. So to make a long story short, after being accepted, this proved to be one of the smartest business decisions we have ever made. Frank consistently gives us valuable advice, and we have formed rewarding friendships and businesses with many other members in the group. Now, as a group, we can constantly exchange ideas and feedback through email and telephone. Many a new idea, business, or alliance stems from our quarterly meetings. And everyone in the group agrees that our businesses have all improved significantly from being part of the Platinum Mastermind group. Now, who knows the heights that you could achieve just by hanging out with the right people? Now, let's get real for a moment. We all know someone in our lives who loves to thrive on drama. Now, without expressing any judgment, we can't always simply cut these people out of our lives as they may be family or lifelong friends. Instead, we must make a decision to limit how much time we spend in these people's company. Now, thirdly, Train your mind to catch yourself thinking negatively and change it to deliberately thinking positive thoughts. Now, when I was struggling with my weight, I would catch my thoughts when I noticed other women who were slightly overweight. I would think thoughts such as, oh, is that a muffin top? Oh, good Lord, those pants are a bit small on you, darling. Or what were you thinking when you left the house this morning? Wow. I'm fairly ashamed to admit these thoughts and share them with you. What a nasty piece of work I was. But guess what? And this smacked me right between the eyes. These are the same negative thoughts that I was worried that others had about me. So what do you think I was attracting with those horrid, ugly thoughts? I'll tell you what I was attracting. A big fat size 14. But thank goodness I wised up and changed my wicked ways. Now from that time forward, I make a point of genuinely complimenting everyone, either in my mind or out loud, on something nice about them. I strive to only focus on the positive. Their well-kept hair, the attractive shoes, coordinated outfits, and so on. Now this brings me to our next habit. The habit of admirable thinking. Now I initially got the idea for this from Esther and Jerry Hicks. Now there are two situations where you can apply this habit. Number one, when you catch yourself thinking negatively about something or someone. And number two, any downtime throughout the day when you can play a mental game with yourself, such as when you're waiting in line or driving a car. Now we should be performing this habit as much as we can during the day. To do so, I recommend that you create an anchor or a trigger. So tie a piece of wool or wear a coloured hairband around your left wrist. This time, every time you check your watch, you'll be able to see the band. Now, I suggest making it any colour but red. This way you won't be mistaken as a Kabbalah follower, unless of course you are, and this also serves as a great conversation starter. So here's how it works. Each time you see or feel your new wristband, allow it to be your trigger for a feeling of admiration and gratitude for the things and people around you. Take notice of something, a person, a scenery, or a situation, anything that catches your eye. Purposely admire it for the positive things that you notice. If you spot someone wearing clothes that don't look great or don't fit them well, in your opinion, admire what you do like about them. Their shoes, the way they wear their hair, the way they act with their children, how nicely they spoke to the salesperson, and so on. Now suppose you're standing in line at the post office. Admire how neat it is, how fast the staff are working, how wonderful that they supply birthday cards that save you from going to another store to get them, how nice and cool the temperature is compared to outside, and whatever else you can come up with. You can even make stuff up in your mind. Create a story about someone you see. Imagine them as a woman who helps underprivileged kids to read, or a man who volunteers at the local soup kitchen. The objective of this habit is to replace your negative thoughts that normally spiral downward with positive ones of admiration. And that's it. Simple and straightforward. Now you will find on this week's worksheet that there's a checkbox for you to tick once you've completed this habit at least once that day. Congratulations, you've now completed module 4.